9. If we the people have no mission other than simply being power's food, they guide us effortlessly from plate to mouth to be masticated into confusion. 10. Excrement finds its decline. As long as we stay mired in it, we pass it on. 11. Last week we said that the global economy exposes power, as we have to understand it to understand our lives, so that in creating a global economy, power unintentionally outed itself as power. Now, power must stay hid to exist. It learned this at least by the French Revolution. So it seems it's trying to redirect the eyes of the people away from the global scene. And I think they're even trying to get us to keep our animosity focused on the nation state. There's an article in the most recent Epoch Times, 11/29/12, article by Jorgen Orstrom Moller on the demise of the nation state. And unfortunately, we don't have time to go into that, maybe next week. But I suspect this is diversionary because their sole play in this, throwing this out here. I mean, I believe they do want I believe it is true that if you can create universal scarcity globally, it does eliminate the need for the nation state, because we are all in, and that was the point of the nation state. But I think floating this idea now is partly diversionary, because their sole play in this moment is to survive us, to get beyond this generation and have a go with the next, instilling acceptance of generalized hardship.